brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Hello, and thank you for joining us. Already Wednesday, the seventh day of January 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And coming up, we've got Eric Plumlee, attorney on cell phone surveillance in the United States and worldwide, how they're listening to you, how they're tracking you, how it's designed. Even when the phone is turned off, if they listen to you, by law, the phone is designed to not just track your location, but audibly listen to you. I told you this back in 1996. Now the public is basically becoming aware of it, so we'll go ahead and cover it. Also, Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst to George Bush Sr., and, of course, Ronald Reagan, getting into the Gaza situation and his analysis of what's coming up in the next year from his perspective. He was the morning briefer, again, to two presidents. And then we got Barry Cooper, NeverGetBusted.com, Cop Busters. He's part of the organization of former narcotics officers that are against drug prohibition and expose the fact that it gets cops killed, citizens enslaved, and only increases the amount of drugs on our streets. And he's been busting cops trying to set people up. So that is certainly exciting because there are tens of thousands of officers that are members of this group and several other groups, and they are aggressively. Well, they just caught a bunch of police in Florida not allowing people to file complaints on police, and the police will start shoving on you, hitting on you. This guy's a retired police officer. They threw him through a plate glass window at the police station for just saying, look, you need to give me the complaint form. And the complaint form itself goes in the trash can later. But they won't even give you that much respect to give you the thing they throw in the trash can. They just throw you through the plate glass window. But there are a lot of police who aren't evil and aren't arrogant and aren't thugs, and they're leaving the force and investigating and tracking police and winning a lot of big lawsuits as well. So I certainly love that. The establishment ships in drugs, sells them to us, then goes out and busts people that use them to fund their criminal operation. If the Patriots can fund our operations by suing these criminals and bringing them to justice, all the more pleasing. And if you're not a bad cop and you're not violating the Bill of Rights Constitution, nothing to worry about, do you? You're not breaking the law, nothing to worry about, do you? That's right, you don't. And that brings me to San Francisco. I'm going to get into this later in the broadcast once we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv because I want to show the clips. The witnesses were all saying that they took the black men off the train. There had been a report of people yelling and screaming at each other and arguing on the train. And that they then were putting them in handcuffs and that the man wasn't resisting and that they shot him in the back. And the police, and we have their first press conferences, said, no, that's not true. And then they use this weird lawyer speak to say, there was a altercation, an argument, and then one of the officers shot him. Now, with legalese speak, he's talking about the argument on the train between the men that had the police respond, but psychologically, and they do this on the news too, in the newscast later, they're sandwiching that in with, oh, he did something, an altercation with police. And they lie. Well, they also confiscated tapes that citizens shot, but that didn't stop people on another train that was stopped videoing it, and so the videos have been released showing the police lied. And that's the issue. And, folks, he just executes this guy. The guy is not resisting nothing. They're beating him up for fun. And they just got into such a frenzy, they just kill him.
less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea. Less is more.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Bush. Number three, put your money where your something is, Gate. The Washington Post reporting that lame duck Secretary of the Interior Dirk Kempthorne has left a present for his designated successor, Ken Salazar, $235,000 in upgrades to their office bathroom. A new shower, monogram towels, new tile, new plumbing, and lavish floor-to-ceiling wood paneling, which opens to reveal a refrigerator and a freezer in the bathroom of the Office of the Secretary of the Interior, who apparently likes to freeze stuff in there. Number two, Chutzpah Gate. John Bolton and John Yoo, two of the architects of Mr. Bush's foreign policy of shoot first, ask questions second, mention it to Congress last. They have written an op-ed for the New York Times titled, Restore the Senate's Treaty Power. They are arguing that now the Senate needs to reassert its right to slam the brakes on unilateral international actions by the president. They're concerned that Obama may go for a Kyoto-style climate accord without Senate ratification. Bombing the hell out of the closest thing to an innocent bystander nation and getting 4,000 of our troops killed without Senate consent, that's fine. Try to save the atmosphere and suddenly John freaking Bolton is demanding checks and balances. To Mr. Yoo and to Mr. Bolton, this question. Do you take your hypocrisy orally or intravenously? And number one, crazy Vice President Gate. We continue to race the clock. Will Mr. Cheney somehow manage to destroy the planet in the next 2 weeks? On Face the Nation, he not only insisted that the economic collapse consisted of, quote, difficulties that have developed in the financial markets over the last 6 months, but when asked by Bob Schieffer if we're better off than we were 8 years ago, he replied,
I think we've done some very good things over the course of the last 8 years. Defending the country against further terrorist attacks like 9/11, I think, is a major accomplishment, for example.
Gets worse. Our task when we came in was ultimately to deal with the aftermath of 9/11, and we had to take on the global war on terror.
Listen, you fatuous, condescending lunatic, for the last time, your task was not to deal with the aftermath of 9/11. It was to prevent 9/11. And if you utterly whiffed on the most important test of all the presidencies in your lifetime, Mr. Cheney, you do not get credit for getting a C on the pop quizzes that followed.
Objective. A new world order.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
All right, folks, thank you for joining us today. It is Wednesday, the 7th of January, 2009. I spent about an hour and a half late last night of time I didn't have to really investigate this shooting that took place by the transit train police, the subway police, out in California. You know, this happened last Friday. I didn't comment on it Sunday. I didn't comment on it Tuesday because I hadn't had time to go research it and look at it. And I don't just sit here waiting feverishly to go after the police and bash the culture and bash their training. I have to, people are saying, why aren't you commenting on this? Why aren't you discussing this? Well, the videos hadn't leaked out yet. And every few days I see a report. We've had a few here in Austin where the police shoot someone in the back, someone in handcuffs or someone restrained. And I don't even particularly ad nauseum bash the police for that because I have to go study each case and spend time on it before I'm going to say anything about it. Well, I did spend a lot of time, an hour and a half. I went back and read all the original articles put out Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I went and watched the different press conferences by the police. And then now, how do I put on the case here on air? How do I go over all the evidence? How do I cover all the different facets? I mean, number one, the police lied and said he wasn't restrained. They lied and implied that he was scuffling with them or arguing with them. There was a confrontation. They seized two video recordings that were shot on cell phones by people on the platform that they saw. They told everybody, stay here, pulled their guns out on them and confiscated their video. And then the police said, we don't know. Our video cameras weren't recording. The video camera surveillance system in that particular train stop just happened to not be recording that day. Then they said, that system wasn't recording, period. It wasn't hooked up to a recording system like all the other bus stops. But there was no discussion of the fact that they'd seized the two videos shot by people on cell phones. Well, guess what happened? Another train was pulling up and stopping as the police roughing up the young black men. And so people said, we got the police roughing folks up. Let's go ahead and videotape that. And so they got their cameras rolling, they got their cell phones rolling, and then it took a few days for people to contact the media, but those videos are now out. Started coming out, Monday night. I didn't see them until yesterday. And sure enough, it's not even the issue that they murder this guy. It's that they make excuses now that the videos have come out and are saying, well, he thought it was his taser. It was taser confusion. May have been. The issue here, though, is that they lied, the police officials with the transit authority lied about it. And they need to go to jail. I'm not even so much focused on the police officer, clearly in a frenzy, who pulls his gun out aims at the man's back and kills him. Because you can see the police officer's response where he drops his hand with a gun and starts cussing, going, "What the hell? What the hell just happened?" I believe he probably did think it was his taser. And I'm trying to be fair here. I don't, because I, quote, hate cops just then, go, no, he clearly killed him in cold blood and meant to do it. That could be the case. We don't know. But the way he reacted after he killed the guy, after he shot the poor man who did nothing wrong, looks like he was shocked. Doesn't matter. You still need to go to jail for manslaughter. Need to spend a few years in prison. You killed somebody. Their life is over. They did nothing wrong. But I'm already digressing. Coming up later, when we go live at Prison Planet .tv at 1 o'clock Central in an hour and 45 minutes, I'm going to open up that first 30 minutes before Ray McGovern joins us to cover what's happening in Gaza. And we're going to play some of these videos for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I'll describe them for the radio audience. They're all linked up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we'll break this down. But the issue is, studying police agencies, they lie more often than they tell the truth. In fact, sometimes even when the truth suits them, they lie. It is a culture of lying and deceit, and I'm tired of it. I saw this culture a year and a half ago when we were out when the governor had illegally gone to the Bilderberg Conference in violation of the Logan Act, Rick Perry, governor of Texas. He'd gone to Istanbul, Turkey, and we went out. We were protesting him at a function he was at, about 150 of us, peacefully on the sidewalk, not blocking any roads. And the Austin commander comes over, the first commander that showed up, and they had riot police, you know, massing across the street, down the street, in a parking lot, and he said, "Listen, if you don't leave in 5 minutes, I'm going to have you arrested." And this is on camera. We have a camera right there, even though he comes up and tries to whisper it. And I say, "You're going to arrest me?" And he goes, "Yes." I kind of bucked up a little bit just to get him to talk louder, because I knew the camera was about 5 feet away. And he says, "Yes." And I said, "Hmm." Then there was a local magazine reporter there, and I went over and said, "He just threatened to arrest us if we don't leave." And the reporter goes, "Oh, that's not true, Alex. That, come on." And he goes over to the cop and goes, "Did you just threaten to arrest everybody if we don't leave?" And he goes, "Nope, I didn't. Alex is lying." Well, then I really did blow up. And then another commander, his boss, shows up and comes over and tells me, "You know, what are you doing here? You need to go." And I said, "Look, he just lied and said he didn't say he was going to have us all arrested. The Austin Police Department's already lost a bunch of lawsuits over this. I have a First Amendment right. I don't have to have a permit to be here. I'm not blocking roads." And I said, "Go ahead, but I'm going to sue the commanders that give these orders, and you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride." And they got so mad and backed off. Why? Why did you get mad? I'm there defending your birthright, your children's birthright, the First Amendment. If I want to bullhorn Rick Perry for committing a federal offense, I'm going to do it, pal. And that's just the way it is. And it's not because I particularly even want to get in your face. I'm not looking for trouble. I'm looking for liberty. I'm looking for my God-given rights. I'm looking for freedom. And I'm here to defend it, and I'm here to exercise it and set the precedent. I haven't counted up all the lawsuits. I know it's over 50 plus that I've seen, because there was one group of more than 20 lawsuits they lost in one bundle. And the state police have lost lawsuits right here in Austin. They've lost lawsuits in Dallas for coming up. The first big cases were what, back in 2000, they lost. Because if you tried to even hand out pamphlets or even shout on the street corner anywhere around the governor's mansion, the Austin PD and the state police would show up and say, "You can't be here without a permit. We're arresting you." And they arrested a group out there protesting for disabled rights, a bunch of people in wheelchairs, and they all lost lawsuits over that. So I'm already digressing. Bunch of news coming up. The Trans-Texas Corridor is not dead, and people are questioning me whether that's true or not. We'll break that down. We've got a bunch of other news. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Old Smokey, he's got his ears on, and he's hot on your trail, and he ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him, you got to keep that diesel trucking. That's what I see this whole operation that we run here is a fight against the New World Order. And son, never mind them brakes. Just like Mr. Vieira said yesterday, don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. Get involved in the fight for liberty. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the true free market. Expose the private bankers that are looting us. Expose their operations to seize our key infrastructure. Trans Texas Corridor is dead, TxDOT says. And I covered this yesterday, but I'm going to go back into more detail. Crank it up. And he ain't going to rest till you're in jail.
So you've got to dodge him, you've got to duck him, you got to keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. He's bound to die, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch your bandit run.
All right. I was listening to Derry Brownfield, who's on the Genesis Network, right before the show. And I heard a caller call in and tell Derry, who's a great guy, syndicated all across the country, that the Trans-Texas Corridor is not dead, because Derry had been reporting that. And why wouldn't he? That's what the Associated Press, the Dallas Morning News, all the major TV stations in Texas are reporting. But if you go to the press release put out by TxDOT, they state on record that they are simply not going to call it the Trans-Texas Corridor anymore, that they are going to give it a new name, and that they are going to not cancel one part of it, one section of 8,000 miles of Texas roads being seized and handed over to foreign companies to put toll roads on them. Now, that's the TxDOT Trans-Texas Corridor, part of a larger NAFTA superhighway system in the official federal documents. It's all in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The TxDOT hearings, the documents, the state and the Fed's own records. And they want to take 34 major U.S. interstate highways and make those international zones. You'll pay taxes to go on them. Those will be the first areas ceded like embassies to international North American Union controlled, administered by the IMF and World Bank, International Bank of Settlements. That is all in the SPP documents, particularly the ones that Judicial Watch sued to get. From September 23rd, 24th, in Banff, Canada. The entire minutes, we got them. And it says, first issue, keep it secret from the public. Second issue, this is for the carbon credit tax system where you will pay to use the roads, and the money from seizing the 34 major interstate highways and all the sub-state corollary highways, capillary highways, that this will raise hundreds of billions a year to fund the North American Union. And it's all available on Judicial Watch's own website. It's all in my film, Endgame, for a Blueprint for Global Enslavement. So knowing all of this, we understand that instead of announcing the North American Union highways, they broke it up into the Indiana Corridor, the Oklahoma Corridor, the California Canamex Corridor, the Arizona Canadian Corridor, the Florida Corridor, and the main artery, the I-35 Trans-Texas Corridor that goes all the way up into Canada. Now, remember, 2 years ago, the Texas legislature that's about to go into session again, they passed a law against turning existing roads over to toll roads. The governor just vetoed it. They announced the plan was dead to fool everybody and then move forward and put the toll roads in. We're going to come back, break down the basic facts here. And I'm going to get Paul Watson or Steve Watson or Kurt Nemo, one of our guys, to write an article about this to make it clear that the NAFTA highways are moving forward. Okay? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a 9. So fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo. But somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building, I might roll a brand new car, 'cause I'm the unknown stuntman that made Redford such a star.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. All right.
I've never spent much time in school, but I've taught late.
Let's go ahead and break down the basic facts. Trans-Texas Corridor is dead, TxDOT says, and this is out of the Dallas Morning News. Yesterday, we covered this at the end of the show. And why am I getting back into this right now? Because I got emails, I saw comments posted on Infowars.com when we posted a link to this story with people questioning whether I was right or not by saying that the Trans-Texas Corridor is not dead and that this is yet another deception by government that doesn't work for the people but works for foreign outside interest. Now, This is a microcosm of everything else we deal with in government. The Trans-Texas Corridor itself was already a deception because all these other trans-corridors are all part in the federal documents and in public admissions of the larger NAFTA Superhighway Security and Prosperity Partnership system to take over every major federal and state highway in the United States and place international tolls on it to foreign private companies, with a large portion of it then shared with the state, county, federal, and international bureaucracy under the North American Union. Same things happening in Chile. Same things happening in Greece. Same things happening in Argentina. Same things happening in Iceland. They are coming in, buying off your politicians at the local level, and then they just sign on to the international agreements and then lie to the public. And a lot of times when they get caught lying, they say, well, we have to do this. We've signed corporate agreements. The states signed international treaties. That's what these agreements are. Well, they're frauds, and we say you break them, and you break them now, instead of lying to us. Now, so the Trans-Texas Corridor itself is the crown jewel of all this. It's got the main super artery, I-35, up the middle that they admit is the center of the whole program nationwide and the furthest along. And so Texans found out it was 8,000 miles of roads. Texans found out that it would, according to their TxDOT's own documents 2 years ago in the state legislature, the state legislature had to sue and then go to state court to make TxDOT, the agency, give them the agreements and documents, the financial details. And it turned out that basically no money was being paid by Centra, one of the companies based out of Spain. The same time they merged with an Australian company, became Centra Zachary. And so that big hoopla forced Centra to say, okay, we'll pay $500 million to the state to basically get all the major roads in Texas and make hundreds of billions in just the first decade. It's hundreds of billions every year nationwide what these companies would get. And then the state passed a law, the legislature. That's who runs the state. They passed a law saying you can't have any more of these toll roads and you can't put them on existing roads. So what did TxDOT and Rick Perry announce? They said, okay, you win. It's all over. No more toll roads. And everybody went, wait a minute. The toll roads in Dallas and Houston and Austin, all over the country, all over the state, they're still going in. Rick Perry said, oh, well, I'll just sign a veto of that bill and it's going to go forward. So see, they played possum there, because at these TxDOT meetings, you'll have 1,200, 1,400, 1,500, some cases 2,000 people, where the buildings won't even hold them all. There was one case here in Austin where people were stomping so loud in the big auditorium above, because the bottom auditorium filled up, that the whole building was shaking. They had a raise of hands. Who's for the Trans-Texas Corridor and who's against it? Six people out of 1,000 in the main auditorium raised their hands for it. So what do? By way of deception, that's what they do. So now they're coming out and saying in the headline, Trans-Texas Corridor is dead, TxDOT says. The Austin Department of Transportation announced this morning that it has officially killed the Trans-Texas Corridor, saying that despite the project's visionary aspects, it is clearly not the choice of Texans. So they're saying, okay, it's visionary, but Texans aren't visionary, and you don't want it. DMV file. The announcement comes 6 years after Governor Rick Perry shook up the state transportation political circles by unveiling an ambitious plan to stretch highways, rail lines, and utilities for hundreds of miles. It's 8,000 miles. Along the Interstate 35 and Interstate 69 corridors. So they deceive there by claiming it's only a few projects. The plan, which would have cost tens of billions of dollars and relied heavily on private toll roads, was hugely controversial. Now, if you live in South Texas, East Texas, West Texas, anywhere, you know they were taking over your state highways and saying they were going to put tolls on them. So you know that's a lie right there when they say it was just I-35 and 69. Again, it's all deception. The plan, which would have cost tens of billions of dollars, relied heavily on private toll roads. Well, see, no, the citizens pay for it, and then they just get to collect the money off of it. It was hugely controversial. Amandio Senez, executive director of TxDOT, made the announcement that the agency was giving up on the idea at the annual transportation forum in Austin. Make no mistake, the Trans-Texas Corridor, as we have known it, no longer exists. Oh, as we have known it. Each of the dozens of projects. Well, wait, I just thought it was just two projects. Now it's dozens. three paragraphs later. Each of the dozens of projects were linked together under the rubric of the TTC, including the Loop 9 project in Dallas, the I-69 project in the South, will remain as standalone projects, he said. See, and if you read his full press release, it all continues, all of it, every bit. They're just changing the name. The concept has been diminished, he said. We recognize the inevitable. The TTC is not the choice of Texans. So, but where has it been diminished? Only in name. The real impact of today's news is symbolic. Oh, then the writer wants you to know that they really get that this is all a fraud, so they just put a little read between the lines. The real impact of today's news is symbolic, signaling a strategic retreat from an embattled agency. And this, it's strategic deception. The real impact of today's news is symbolic, signaling a strategic retreat by an embattled agency as its chief political sponsor, Governor Rick Perry, who had to rig up a four-way race so he could get reelected. What did he get? 39% of the vote. And it just goes on. The legislature has been clear. They want transformation, he said. That handwriting's on the wall in big, bold letters. That's a little doublespeak saying the legislature, that the political energy of the people angry about this is taking over the legislature with anti-New World Order people. And that's what's happening. So, see, they have to back off because a big frontal assault by the New World Order to take over our infrastructure, and they're grabbing the power plants, the water districts, the lakes. I mean, the foreigners are stealing everything right now. The private companies that come in and take over the lakes and the water districts are hiring their own armored SWAT teams, which are private SWAT teams with police power, chartered under state city charters. It's totally illegal. They're just doing it, just like it's illegal under state law and regulation for all these red light cameras. Texas law says you can't have them. I've had legislators on. They supposedly amended the law, but that meant if they jumped through all the hoops, and they didn't. They don't get the state permits. They don't get the county or city permits. They don't go register as a private detective agency. Because only a police officer or a private detective registered or a sworn peace officer bonded or a bonded, certified, licensed private detective can gather information on individuals for a criminal investigation. Same reason they had to remove red light cameras 5 years ago in San Diego. You can't have a Lockheed Martin Marietta-owned red light system making millions of dollars a year per red light, who they got caught, by the way, shortening the red light, shortening the yellow light, to actually get more people to actually slide out in the intersection. It caused a bunch of wrecks. That was a side issue. So many facets. No, you can't just, no judge, no jury, no ticket, no witness other than a camera. There was no process. It was bypassing our entire system of checks and balances and innocent until proven guilty. It was bypassing the fact that sworn magistrates and sworn elected sheriffs and chartered police agencies are the only ones that can be out there writing tickets. Do they care? No. They just, the city of Austin, I never played these a few weeks ago when it happened. I meant to get to it, but you can go to YouTube and type in Red Light Cameras Austin, and you'll see the local newscast where the city just said, we don't care if it's illegal, the red lights stay. The red light cameras stay. Other cities are pulling them out because of the state court rulings saying this is illegal. And the red light camera company doing this doesn't even care. They don't even bother to go out when they're confronted with this and get the private investigator license. And by the way, they just can't get one private investigator license. Every technician certified for every camera they're operating has to go get the private investigator license. And still, the federal and state courts have ruled over and over again, that is a fraud, because the original progenitor of the citation is a computer, is a camera. But this has to be fought out in the courts, just like family courts set up at the turn of the last century to carry out eugenics openly. That's why they were chartered, to take people's children, to sterilize them, to sterilize women, to do medical testing on people. There was no jury. There was no due process. There was no grand jury. indictment. There was no arrest warrant. They just come steal your children. And then you go before a judge who works for the family court system that's predatory. And it's a rigged game. See, it's not due process. It's not a proper constitutional court. It is a fraud. And I've already digressed off the subject of the Trans-Texas Corridor. It's just that most governmental actions are frauds. And now it's going to the extreme with the LCRA, a private organization, private profits. It's just that the legislature, through a board, appoints its directors. Take the Lower Colorado River Authority, grabbing up water, grabbing up the rivers, grabbing up the lakes, armed SWAT teams, police harassing people. They've got surveillance cameras all over Austin and other cities they control. It's an intelligence operation. What are they up to? They now have governmental power and they're a private group. It's a total fraud, but it's not being challenged, just like these stinking red light cameras are a fraud. And if the police unions knew what was good for them, they'd be fighting against all of this because you're going to be replaced with mercenaries, with contractors, with computer systems, which are totally unaccountable to the people. And as bad and corrupt and out of control most police agencies are in this nation, these private corporations coming into the mix is even worse. So in the final equation, I need Kurt or Paul, Steve, Aaron, whoever wants to take this mission on. Oh, you're listening, guys. We need a basic article that has the headline, Trans-Texas Corridor is not dead. TxDOT plans to change the name at upcoming meeting or something like that. And then you give the facts. You can pull up, just Google it, and pull up hundreds of articles, guys. I know you've even written stories about it, where the legislature said, no, you can't have these toll roads on existing roads, and you can't have a foreign company doing this. And by the way, we're not even being paid money. You're just handing these over, and, you know, these bids weren't done properly, and you just gave it to one company, and this is a scam, and this is internationalist, and the legislature wasn't consulted. And they said, okay, it's dead. You're right. You win. And I told people, I said, that's a fraud. And then 6 months later, oh, by the way, we're still doing it all. The governor just says he doesn't care what the state says. Number one, you open with that. And you show how they've done this all over the country. And how it's part of the larger Napa Superhighway grid. Put some of those maps up, federal and state maps. Then you explain with his own quotes that, oh, we're just breaking these projects up into sub-projects. And it's going to continue on, but each project separately, so the public can't organize against the whole operation. Now they have to organize individually in each regional area, and the globalists will have a better chance of getting most of this project done, 8,000 square miles. Corridor Watch has a lot of the documents and information in the hundreds of cities and over 100 counties now, last time I checked, signed up against it. And so we don't let this deception work. We explain to people this is a strategic fraud, as the article says. It says it is strategic. And the article goes on. Others fear that the use of private toll roads developers, including firms based in Spain, would amount to a foreign ownership of Texas roads. I'll never forget the Austin Chronicle wrote an article a few years ago saying that we were not telling the truth and that Centro wasn't Spanish. I mean, that's like... It just never ends what these people do. It never ends how stupid they think the public is. So this is an outrageous fraud, and it will work partially for a while. It'll buy them time. I mean, they're slapping every few weeks around Texas. I see reports of a new toll road, and they're doing it on existing roads. The way they get around federal and state law that you can't make an existing road a toll road, a freeway, a toll road that taxpayers have already paid for, it's already budgeted in for us to pay for it, is they will add an extra shoulder, or they'll add another lane, or they'll fix a bridge. They'll say, oh, now the whole thing's a new road. Or they'll change the name of the road. All lawyer scams. And then, of course, federal law had said before you couldn't make existing roads toll roads. Well, Bush has signed an executive order last year stating that if states want their toll road or want their Department of Transportation federal money, which money they take from us and send back, that they have to hand their roads over to foreign interest. Talk about a fraud. And now Obama talks about this big highway project he's got. I've looked at it. All the money is to force states to put toll roads in and to hand it over to foreign interest. See, this is the problem with federalization, because all the foreign banks had to do was buy off our government, which they did, and then everything's theirs. They own the government through fraud, just like we're paying $8.5 trillion into foreign private banks, and then we have to pay them interest on the money that we gave them. Oh, here's all our money, and then we get to pay you interest for giving you all our money in taxes. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
CCC's MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
We have to get to the point.
Front porch sitting
where we
in an old rocking chair.
Realize just how corrupt the society is, and that with a corrupt government came the power for outside governments, institutions, corporations, allied crime syndicates of corporations. That's what the New World Order is. To come in and take over everything. Folks, China didn't have a strong sovereign government 160 years ago, so the British, the Dutch, the French, the Spanish, the U.S., they went in and they divided the country up into 10 parts. And it happened just like it's happening today. The British started bringing in opium over 20 years. They bought off all the police because opium was illegal there. It brought great corruption. They took over the major seaport towns within just a few years. Then they moved in internally and used that corruption to take over the country. Then they brought in mercenary armies to protect each sector. They completely looted the nation. And that went on right up until 1949 when the CIA helped put Mao Zedong into power, and that's now declassified. That's not just the old-timers blowing the whistle on it as they did at the time. David Rockefeller wrote in his memoirs, well, two memoirs he wrote about how great Mao was. He wrote in the New York Times how great it was and how he wanted that system here. You go, well, why would one of the richest men on earth want communism? It isn't communism. It's a bunch of thugs with guns saying it's for the people. We're taking all the middle class's wealth and land. It's for the people. And they just hand it over to the international corporations. A side issue that I'm going to cover in more detail on PrisonPlanet.tv today when we go live at 1 o'clock Central coming up in an hour and 5 minutes. Organic whole milk. Horizon Organic Milk. And I was sitting there last night looking at it on the counter. Actually, my wife was and pointed it out. And she said, look, our farms produce this milk without antibiotics, added hormones, pesticides, or cloning. They have to say this is not cloned milk from a cloned cow. And why is that? Because we now learn for at least 9 years in Canada and the United States that large dairy operations have cloned cows or cows from the offspring of cloned cows. And why is this? Not just that they give the growth hormone to the cows that makes them produce three times as much milk. They find genetic freaks who have been engineered to produce massive amounts of milk, and then they breed those cloned animals together with all the bizarre DNA alterations that happen there as well. So we're to the point of having to deal with cloned milk or milk from cloned animals or from cloned herds. And I say this because a few weeks ago I mentioned that there's cloned milk on store shelves everywhere, and I got emails and people laughing at me saying, you know, that's ridiculous. Folks, we're in the 21st century. It's 2009. This stuff is going on. This is the New World Order. We're not in a science fiction movie. We're in reality. I'm sitting here in my hand. You can hear the milk. Having to tell you it's not cloned. You know they've got chickens that have four legs, so they have more meat on them? Did you know that people are trying to buy, small farms are trying to find original heirloom, I guess you'd call them, old-fashioned chickens, and it's hard to get them? And then small farms now are buying the big GMO engineered chickens, and they develop within 7 weeks, not 12 to 14 weeks. They've got so much meat on their bones, the turkeys too, that they can't even walk. After they're full grown, they just sit there in the bottom of their cage. They're designed for big factories. They're totally genetically engineered and altered. They have all sorts of other organisms' DNA put into them. It's got all sorts of horrible spinoff effects. And so then the small farms can't even economically find breeder stock for geese. Same thing for pigs now. They are basically eradicating all the original life forms. So enjoy your cloned milk, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.